welcome to the Second Cat Show with your host, Kathleen Hall.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome, welcome. This is Kat Nicholson, and you are listening live to the Intuition Hour here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Hello, hello, and I want to say today is November the 21st, 2023. It is 11:02 a.m. here in Central Florida. It's a beautiful, windy day, and I'm super excited to be with all of you at the start of this Thanksgiving week and season, and so much to talk about and so much to be grateful for. If you are listening for the first time, we are here on Facebook at our 12 Radio page. It only takes a few moments to come on in. You're welcome to post any questions in the chat room. I know many of you will be traveling this morning, so I'm just wishing you all a wonderful holiday and definitely reminding you all to take it nice and easy through your travels. I see some of you already coming on in. I am so grateful beyond. I know you all know, you've been following along with Stephen's heart procedure and everything. And now with a brand new valve, he's really like a brand new person. And so I guess you don't really realize when you're going through these things or something just isn't right, how much it was holding you back, and we're definitely enjoying a new life. I couldn't ask for another thing. I did this weekend make my way over to see my beautiful daughter and her husband. And I've decided after the drive on I-4, I don't know if any of you have been to Orlando, Tampa, or had to ever drive across the state of Florida before. It is horrific, pretty much, for lack of better words. And I've realized that they had their fun, and I'm putting my foot down and definitely bringing them closer to the East Coast, no matter what else happens in this new year. So that's one of my goals that I definitely, after sitting there, it's like a 2-hour and 15-minute trip that turns into 5 every time. So it's just like mom's putting her foot down. I don't care how old your children are. You're still a mother no matter what. And I said, it's time. Okay. So enough is enough. So I'm very excited to say that and share. That's another great thing, knowing after this holiday season that I'll definitely be closer. And it's nice to have had some space, and to let everyone grow up a little bit. But definitely my intuition is kicking as far as it's time to come back to base and, bring the family all together again. So that'll be great. My son also is coming down for the holiday. So it's turning into quite a season. I'm super excited. Patricia, I see what you're saying. And for me, once a mom, always a mom, no matter who's around. And that's really a big part of my day and night. Is still feeling that maternal vibe towards everyone, it's just a part of who I am. And I think sometimes people are surprised. I don't know about you all, but sometimes we have to carry a bit of a boundary or maybe a little bit of a shell to make sure nobody is tapping into too much of us at one time. But I've definitely let go a lot this year and really started showing a bit more of that side of myself. And I'm excited about it. Definitely tapping into a little more water than my air and fire, no doubt. And maybe definitely adding a little bit of my earth nature. So I kind of flip-flopped somewhere this year. And I don't know if you guys noticed a lot of changes within you. Based on everything that's occurring in the world and how much is out there. So I'm kind of going all in and all for it and being in the moment with you guys, definitely guiding ahead, but also reminding you to value and appreciate yourselves more and while you're here. So we're going to do a lot of this during the new year. I am excited to share. I am going to do a one-time end of year class. It's one night only, and then we'll go ahead and start in the new year. Some of you have voiced your concerns over the system and what had occurred, and that's why we kind of took a pause. But I do believe things are upgraded and in better standing, so we're going to give it a whirl one more time for this year, and then I'm going to go into a series next year if all goes well, and definitely excited about teaching. And really going into a layer of teaching that I haven't quite achieved before with you all, in that sometimes we have these hidden questions, or we're maybe afraid to ask specific questions. Nothing is off key with me, so to speak. Nothing is taboo or untouchable. And there's these burning questions that we carry that can really, with answers, help us support and encourage our own spiritual growth, pulling us more into our paths or the things that we feel called for. And it's those sometimes that one question that you have that you're afraid to ask, that you could have a safe space over with me at 1-2 Academy to ask those burning questions. And maybe it'll lead to something new for you and something more exciting, something more true. And that one little thing that's holding you back, we hope to really release. Yes, this part has been achievable before, but I think with newer people and people who haven't really tapped into some of their gifts, that really want to ask the more difficult things. That's the part that I'm talking about, you know, that can really make things right for you, or maybe more right. And anything that connects you deeply or more so with a higher power, of course, I encourage all the time, okay? Thank you, someone, for saying that about the classes. I have two people. Patricia said her mom, good morning, Patricia. Her mom had a heart valve replacement. And now Alisha is saying she's got the new valve too. I'm so happy about that. She said they're just too big. They're big-hearted for the mundane world, no doubt. I am enjoying aspects of Stephen that was probably limited because he didn't feel so hot, and definitely the man I knew I was marrying, you know, in my gut. And it was a good teaching, because sometimes when we have this in ourselves, this knowingness, or we say, it's much more than a predicted situation. It's a knowing, it's a deep knowing within that is really like loud. You know it's God driven. You know somebody's talking to you. Why else would I have been crazy enough to marry somebody I knew for just a few months and things like that? And, you know, it's nice when it validates that knowingness. And it's just an example of that knowingness that some of you contain within yourselves. And we are reminded that the energy that it takes for the universe maybe to align in a more timely way, maybe other things had to occur first. You know, it makes me realize, as someone who can see ahead, or sometimes too far ahead is my demise at times. You know, it's nice when it all unfolds according to what you felt God's plan was for you. And so that's what I'm experiencing now in my own life. And I'm really seeing signs and proof of some of you, and many of you actually now, that are living that way. And some things unfolded that really make a lot of sense after, you know, maybe we saw it some time ago. So I'm experiencing a lot of that with you, and people calling on to listen. And it's really nice to have also some people back saying, hey, you know, this is exactly how it was supposed to be. And there was some frustration in the middle of it not happening, but now it's happening. So it's a reminder that the universe knows what to do and when to do it, because other things could not occur that was supposed to, you know, in the interim, and really aligns us with divine timing. And we hate divine timing as humans because it definitely is a frustrating factor. But it's always seeming to, you know what to do, you know, that there's something out there protecting you. And so, I love your Thanksgiving wishes. I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving here in the States if you're celebrating. Pamela, hi. And Catherine, all right, let me just say hi. Quickly shout out to Kay Dragon and Terry Campbell in the chat room. They're one to listen, psychic advisor and astrologer. And I love that you're here. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you both. Everyone has so much to be grateful for. Annika, you too. And Patricia Lois, you too. Janine and Laura and Alishea, so much. Lynn, and I don't want to forget anyone, Tara and Joni and Tiffany. I think I have everyone. If I don't, you know, I'm going to catch you sooner or later. I am, you know, grateful beyond belief. I get mushy this time of year. I want to shout out to Mark Husson also because he knows I always get mushy this time of year. And he is actually, you guys got to stick around today because he's also filling in for who we both say is the amazing C.A. Brooks. And he's going to be here with you in about 45 minutes or so. And I'm happy for all of you that are here and sticking around. It's going to be an amazing hour. We are going to miss C.A., but you guys have the best fill-in for that, okay? Carrie, good morning, and Maya, good morning to you also. All right, let me just talk about lots of prayers. Pamela asked for prayers for her friend's husband who had a quadruple bypass yesterday. His name is Marty. And we will definitely be keeping him in our prayers. It's amazing what they do today. Truly amazing. So, I feel a steady, slow and steady recovery there. I also, you know, I think they'll really be on top of it in so many ways. So I'm not concerned. I just feel, you know, it's quite a recovery. I think there's a little tiny bleep there for him, just very minor, maybe infection prevention kind of thing, but everything is going to be okay. I feel that all right. Other than that, he's okay. I'm not a doctor. I cannot give medical advice. I know they're on top of it and know what they're doing, and that's good, you know. All right, let me just go ahead and refresh the page. I feel like I'm missing Lori. Good morning, be safe driving. And lots of luck. We'll be thinking of you and sending the best energy. I feel like saying this, if anybody could do it, you could do it. And Lulu obviously concurs. So, we've had to lock the dogs as far away as possible lately because they've been so rambunctious with the change of the season. And I apologize for that. We'll try to get her to stop in a moment. And if I can't, I'll have to interrupt myself. But hopefully you guys can't hear too much of it. All right, so I am excited to take a peek at everyone. I'm coming into the room even more. Guys, somebody said the post was 8 spots down. I see that, Tiffany. And I know Jay had just mentioned to me that they were moving. It's really a Facebook thing. So just know that we're not trying to be tricky or anything. I know it's frustrating and I'm so happy I found all of you myself because sometimes there's definitely, it's all over, you know, wherever it wants to be. So, and I apologize for that. One day they're going to get it together for sure. All right, let's take a peek and see who's first. Janine, you jumped at me. I don't see many questions. You guys are behaving today, but I'm teasing. I'm definitely going to start. Maybe I'm supposed to do something different and choose you. Let me see. Janine, I'm looking for you now that I'm talking about Facebook moving around. Here we go. Okay, yeah, mama knows. Okay, Janine says, yes, my son has been in Japan for 2 years. We haven't been able to get him home yet, so we're going to see him in February. We're also feeling it's time for him. Yeah, it is weird that mom knows. That's a really good way to say it. That's how I feel, the urgency of I started out, and you can understand this also. I feel like he's going to come home too, but maybe not until warmer weather. It feels warmer to me when he comes back, okay? Even later warmth, like, well, I'm not gonna rule out summer, but I say August is in my head very strongly, but let's say I feel it could be all the way till October, but I definitely feel like your boy's gonna come home too. I started with, okay, next December, we're gonna make this happen on my way home. And I was stuck in like a gazillion hours of traffic on, I hate I-4. And I'm sitting there going, all right, within 1 year, I called it shit. This shit's gonna be over, you know? And then I thought to myself, then I get a little further in the traffic and I'm like, all right, we could do this in 6 months. Now, that's my Aries moon jumping on the bandwagon saying, okay, next week you're going to go look at these units and see how you feel about the area, you know? So that's where we're at. And that is what will happen. I'm just done. So, Janine, I totally relate to what you're saying. And I understand sometimes we get that feeling it's time. And I love that. So, I agree with you also. Next year, though, better for your son, okay? All right, let's take a look here. Karen has something important to share here. Says, good morning, Kat, and everyone. Hope you enjoy time with your family. I had a strange call last night from a new friend. It was about hearing lightning crack, and then her son was accidentally shot. Okay. So it sounds like trauma to me, obviously. She's traumatized still, and he's okay. He actually survived. So it freaked her out. I'm not sure why she felt suddenly compelled. Well, I believe that you have, I always say we have that empath stamp on our forehead or counselor vibe, which you wear well. And I definitely feel some of that. She wanted to tell you that I would say because it's a new friend, I think sometimes we get the urgency to connect more so. Maybe it was a little more than she was, you were ready for, obviously, you know. I feel that. I don't think there's anything, I don't like using the word, I don't think there's anything like disturbing other than maybe she felt the trauma in the moment looking for you, in comfort. I definitely feel that, no doubt. I really, really like that. In that, I'm not feeling anything crazy. I don't know how else to say it, and I don't like using that word, especially today. But it's definitely, There's a mental balance there that needs to, come back to center now and then. How do I say that, right? So you're okay, you're safe. There's nothing, just a sharing moment and knowing you are a good listener. I don't know what else to say. I don't think you'll be nervous, meaning I don't think it's gonna go there through your next few conversations. I think that she's a good person. I don't feel anything like that. I just feel like it's more you. Yeah, it is weird. It's too much too soon, I want to say, but she felt comfortable enough to share it, take a step back so you feel safe, of course. And I think over time, especially today with new people, new energy in our lives coming in and out, it's a good reminder of you, kind of keeping boundaries. I think that's what's happening as well, and I hope that makes sense. And good luck to you, okay? All right. I want to say that Janine, thank you for that. She said his time is over June 2025. I like the warmer months too when he comes back. I'm wondering if they'll move him for a year. I'm really wondering. I don't know why. I don't know. There feels like a need for him somewhere as well, and before that, okay? But I definitely see him returning in the summer. That helps too. All right. So by the time they process papers and everything else, if it's June, and that's why I felt June at first, and then it delayed a little bit, that makes a little, that makes sense. But you'll get him back. I know that. I promise. Okay. All right. Patricia, I'm so happy to hear the news. That was wonderful. It's a wonderful Thanksgiving gift. We love that. And that's really good. Congratulations for that. It's nice to be in, a position of when we release that fear, there is nothing better. And it opens us up in so many other ways. How many of you have experienced going through a moment? And Kay, I'm looking at you. I know you've experienced this recently. It's so challenging when someone else that we love or something is going on that's really feeling like it's holding us back, or it just weighs on us. And this fear can be overwhelming in every other area of our lives. And I definitely love that moment when you no longer have to fear it, and it creates so much space for new things. And then we remember what those new things, when they arrive, why these other things have occurred. I guess the synchronicity of how we connect dots are becoming more and more obvious in time, especially in today's times. And I do hope that helps. Releasing that moment, Patricia, for you and for everyone here, I think it feels so good when that it just is, it's an unexplainable feeling, really, because then you're like moving on to other things and your sky opens up and you feel like that one thing can take away from 100 good things, and then you get that space and allow for better, and it's really nice. It's a great feeling. We have this gratitude this time of year that's irreplaceable too. And I wish we could be like this all year long. I certainly make an effort to be grateful every day. I know all of you do. But it is a little bit, there's a little, there's light in the air. There's magic in the air. It feels better for some reason. It's collective. It's proof that it's collective. When we absorb all of the energy that's in our space, no matter what we say or do. So I do hope that makes sense to you. Let me come back. I see another question from Carrie. I say January, honestly. She asked about a raise, and we're going to answer it straight up. That's what's in my head. I'm thinking about Pluto, and I do not. Oh, I know why, because Pluto for you is more in a positive aspect coming forward on I believe it's the 9th of January, but I'm not the astrologer, so I'm just thinking this in my mind. I feel confident that January, that week, is the right time. Okay, and I do hope that helps. At any time after the 7th, believe it or not, showing me, but it makes sense with the Pluto. Hold on a minute. Yeah, I feel the 7th. I don't know what that day is or anything. I'm gonna, that's how specific your message is, your answer, okay? I hope that helps a lot. And Carrie, you're gonna get it. No question. I think more and more you've become, and he's thinking this way too. He knows he should give more. I don't know what holds him back, but more and more you've become a valuable asset to him, and I do believe he's very grateful. I think you know what the blocks are in the way of that happening indirectly. So we can, without beating around the bush, go directly and you'll get it. And it should have been there for you a long time ago, okay? And he knows that. All right, I hope that helps. I'm grateful for you. Happy, happy Thanksgiving to you and Pesto. And no, I'm super glad you're here. All right. You guys can tell. Okay, let's talk about this for a minute because I could tell it's a Pisces moon. And it really brings in a different vibe. I mean, I'll be honest about it. It's not my favorite transit. Pisces moon, but it brings me a little too far out there. Like I have to reel myself back in a little. So if I start hemming and hawing, you know, I'm going a little further than I should. And I like it, but it's soft, but it's also annoying. So, and I can feel it. And I also want to say happy birthday, Sagittarius, because that's happening now. And the two together, there are so many people when I think about. Life, the Pisces suns and Sagittarius risings that are in my world, and I'm sure many of you, I don't know why it's a very attractive combination as far as what I guess Gemini, Virgo, I have so many in my life, and the closest people to me, C.A. Brooks. And so many others, you know. So today is a Sag sun coming, you know, we're coming in now, and the Sag energy as well as Pisces moon. So very independent energy. So I don't think anybody wants to be tied down today. So if you're kicking and screaming for a little space or freedom or you know why, okay? All right. Let me take a look at who is next. Let's see what Carrie said. Thank you for this valuable. You're very welcome, dear. All right. You guys can tell. Okay, Geraldine has a question. Yes, Pisces moon. I need direction, but I'm teasing you all, okay? But it feels like that already for the day. I'd rather, I'm like, la-di-da. Look at the sky. It's so beautiful. All right. Geraldine, I've been looking for a room to rent because I can't afford staying. Do you see me finding a room? Yes, I actually see you finding a room very, very soon. But I also want to ask you, have you tried to like ask them to do anything longer term for you in the meantime, or you just beat that? I don't know. I don't understand why they even They don't want to work with you on a number long term, but I'm sure you've already tried that. I feel secure saying within the next 2 weeks. I know this is a crazy time because I'm at the 27th to the 3rd. And I do hope that helps. I know the 27th seems weird because it's Thanksgiving week and there's a lot of, people buzzing around, but there's something. The 27th to the 3rd, coming up ahead, there's going to be an opening for something for you, okay? All right. Janine says she's having a hard time focusing and needs to slow down. Yeah. It's definitely like that, right? All right, everybody, let's keep moving. I see all of you coming in the room now. I'm so excited that you're here. I also want to say Annika wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving from Germany. So thank you for that. And I'm going to go ahead and refresh because I just have a pile of you coming in and I appreciate that. And I want to make sure that I'm answering more questions as they arrive. All right, here we go. Hold on now. Rebecca, happy Thanksgiving to you also, okay? Happy you're here. Maureen, let's take a look at you. Would love a message for hubby's birthday if it permits. Happy, happy birthday. I feel that we will really know and understand. First of all, I feel like Terry's finances are always better than he thinks. Or he prepares for the worst, but he's actually always okay, or so far through now, and up ahead, it's even going to be better than that. So he's a worrywart, and I don't say that with disrespect. I say that with truth because he always worries about the worst case scenario. So he brings it to you, meaning this is what could happen, Maureen. So this is what how we have to feel or think, like the worst case scenario. So when the best happens, he's elated. And this is going to occur again. But I will say by March, we won't have to have this conversation because there's something coming by way of a huge, I actually feel maybe more than one, but there is a big contract. I think it's at a distance, huge, I want to say, that's coming and that'll make things better for some years. I want to say 3 years or some kind of 3 year time frame or something here that's going to really bring improvement, and I do hope that helps. Also, Maureen, this year, sometimes. His foot or something like that. This is the only thing. It's like a stabilization, right? And I do pick up something in one of his feet or lower limbs, like ankle, something like this. It may have to be addressed. Nothing major, nothing to scare you, just something that needs to be addressed. So I do feel some grounding. I feel positive energy around that. Something, if something's bothering him, get ahead of it now from the knees down. We'll just go that far with it. We'll take it to the knee down. But I still see more towards the foot, okay? Ankle like this. And sometimes we have to, it could be a sign of just remembering like to not move so fast in our movement or slow it down. Yeah, I like that. Okay, I do hope that helps. No, you know what? You'll slow him some and say, Terry, just be careful, you know, whatever. Like, don't trip over your own feet kind of energy, because he moves. He's going to be moving really fast. And you're like the grounding force, you know? So I love that, and I hope that helps. I'm not worried about it. It's not major. I don't know why it's coming. I guess it's a message for caution, and that's positive. Financially, again, positive, but spring, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll want to have some spending, of course, through the new year, but that's okay. And I love that, but it'll be good on the other side, okay? All right, let's take a peek and see who is next. And I'm going to say this. I don't know about you guys, but I had a dream or a vision, whatever you want to call it, it was in the morning, so I don't know if I woke up from it or if I really envisioned it, but this was not yesterday, the day before. And I said out loud to my husband, I said, I know those Rolling Stones are going to come to Orlando, and now I'm only 25 minutes away. And I just felt it, you know. And then they put out some lists, and Orlando wasn't there yesterday. And I was like, oh, I was so annoyed. Anyway, so I had a vision that we were there, and it was really an amazing, of course, watching these old timers, 80 years old, we're gonna go. In any case, June 3rd, they're coming to Orlando, so I'm super excited about it. So I'm gonna sneak those tickets in a stocking. And that'll be a lot of fun, but I don't know if any of you are going to go to that last round of it. And you know, I've been connected to them for years and years, but this is like the finality. So I was so happy that it was like a dream come true. And hopefully everybody stays alive and kicking by then. I'm thinking this now, but I'm excited to share with you guys, because we'll probably have some video fun there and make it exciting. But they are definitely in our backyard, which is good. And sometimes, you know, in the early morning hours, we can sit still or lie still, and there is so much that can come through in that bit of morning, that time when nothing else has occurred yet. You can get flooded with so many visions or so many messages, and it's really a nice time to focus in and maybe even ask for a message as you rise before you go to sleep, you know? I love that. Okay. Maureen, thank you so much. I really appreciate your words, and I'm excited, hopefully, to see you in New Jersey next year. I'll be back in the summer this time, and I'm really grateful you're here too. You guys can tell I am definitely coming into the room again. I'm really trying hard with you guys today to stay focused, but part of me is very much joking, okay? But I have an excuse to wander, so I love that. All right, hold on now. My face actually hurts from smiling. And that's truly how I feel with you guys every single week. All right, let me see who's next here. Gonna go ahead and refresh. Let me see, somebody's jumping at me. I know I'm missing some comments. I apologize for that if I haven't said hello. So what kind of oppor so we have an opportunity now to set something in place for the entire month of December. And whether it's a message in the morning, maybe a new goal that you could spend a few minutes manifesting every single day in December for our new year and think big. Think like the whole 2024 year. Let's use this holiday time for the entire month of December to commit to a 3 to 5 minute a day moment in your life, first thing. And I mean first thing. Commit to yourself that during those minutes, whether you journal, whether you want to say you meditate, whether you pray, whether you ask for a word, whether you ask for a sign or a symbol or something like this for your new year, go ahead and really commit to it every single day and see what comes out of it in 24. Discipline, and this day is reminding me that I should be more disciplined with you today, just for today. I'm teasing you guys. It is an impromptu thought because today the energy is definitely not there today. But in any case, no, I think it is a good time to discipline ourselves for the new year and really see if it makes a difference in your new year, you know? Definitely give yourselves that little bit of time and see what comes out of it. It's a good, and come and share, and let's share it through the month or through next year. You know, we can have some fun with it. How many of you can do that for 31 days and stick with it every single morning? And I would say we'll have fun with it, okay? Let's take it from there. All right, I love it. All right, Alishay has something. She said she sees the. I know I'm thinking about the strolling bones, you know? I've been so blessed to have so much connection with that band over the decades, every decade. And I thought this decade was a wash, but it's turning out to not be true so far. But Alishea, it's so funny. She said they played. When they played the first time in New York City, they opened for the main attraction. Ticket was $5. And she says, God, she's ancient, you know? But you're not. And it's so funny that do you now know that those same $5 tickets can go up to 5 grand? And I'm not kidding. For front, you know, the front, whatever. That's how gross tickets have become. And that says a lot for our lives, you know? So that's pretty amazing. Truly. All right. Thanks for sharing that. All right, let me come back. I'm missing a question. Catherine, I'm looking for you and your question. Where did you go? Oh, she just received a message from a former coworker in North Carolina. We weren't exactly friends. Probably just nosing around to see what's going on. Probably bypassed you. Was it on social media or something? Or, you know, by, I mean, honestly. I have a little off energy on that. I think nosy. Just, hey, how are you doing, kind of thing, you know? I would keep a boundary, but you know, be kind, of course, in your response. Just poking around. Somehow something of you, maybe some kind of connection online or something like that happened and made her made them think of you. I don't. I'm kind of flat on it, to tell you the truth. I don't feel any danger or anything like that. I just feel like random. And I do hope that helps. Hold on now. There are definitely some weird dreaming. There's weird dreaming going on, especially with this Pisces moon. I know Neptune is at a very high retrograde degree, and there's been some weird dreaming for sure. All right, let me just see this. You're so welcome, Karen. Okay, let me go back into the room again, okay? You could tell. There are so many changes going on. We have such a, I feel like the new year, I'm already thinking about it. I'm excited about it. And I hope my excitement rubs off a little bit because we've gone through so many challenges this year. Again, you know, it seems like year after year since COVID, it's been really hard. But there's so much to look forward to, and I just hope that some of my approach for the new year with you guys is going to help and really support your growth and truly, truly, help you love your lives more. And we forget when we get in those moments and stuck in those times when we just can't see a way out of something and things feel like they're dragging on forever. We kind of forget to lean into to the positive energy. And we're human, and it's okay to feel negative, and it's okay to feel these things are too hard and everything. But at some point, it always turns. And if we could just remind ourselves of that, but being proactive just for 1 month, those 3 minutes a day or whatever, to see if it makes any positive change for the new year, maybe in our own lives, in your own lives, maybe we could start a trend of that, you know, and remember it next year and the year after. Maybe it can turn into a long-term plan that would really make a difference. So let's see how we feel about that. All right, let me see. Tiffany said she saw a white peace dove flying up as her symbol for the new year. I absolutely love that. And I feel like you're going to have a great winter too. I can tell there's a lot of connection for you with others. You know, Tiff, for a little while, maybe you went through a phase that seemed a little bit, I don't want to say closed off, but maybe a little more to yourself, or you know, not aligning with other people, saying, you know, sometimes we feel like people come like foreign entities or something, like we can't relate, or we go through a phase where we just can't align or connect with certain people or individuals, you know, one-on-one. This year it's going to be all about connecting for you. That one-on-one energy, that you know, really aligning with people coming into your life. There's new beginnings. There's definitely renewal in your relationship, and I love that. And you're and that I want to say that you can use this as another sign of your future here for the year, that the Two of Cups is coming in very, very strong for you. Not from one deck, but from two. And so hopefully you can use that also as a manifestation and really start delving into your relationships or your one-on-one relationships a little more deeply, okay? And I do hope that helps. All right, now. And please come back and share and let us know, okay? Geraldine, thank you for confirmation of those dates. Let's go for it. Okay, I feel, Catherine, I feel, okay, that's good. I feel there was like a passing social media thing or some weird random thing like that. Just curiosity is the word. I wouldn't make more of it than it is. I think you just passed it by. Really, I think it'll be good. I mean, you know, you're in the clear. I don't know. I don't, I have weird, it's not a weird vibe, it's a flat vibe. just passing by, came across something that reminded him of you, that kind of thing. And there's also, I don't know if you're on LinkedIn or one of these sites like this online, there's a female who's going to reach out to you that's very, very, but has an opportunity or something like that, or expect an opportunity from a female also soon, okay? That's why I hesitated and changed from her to them, because I felt like I was getting two messages, but it wouldn't differentiate. So I also feel this, okay? This is a more clear message for you. And I hope that helps. All right, Geraldine, where'd you go? I see this. Manifestation time. So the deets, Geraldine just had a knock on our door to rent something like in the moment. Okay, so we all have to fill us in on that, okay? Because the deets, what you said before, would make sense on the third because of the money. So let's see how you do there, girl. I feel great about that. Let us know, okay? All right. I love that for you. All right, let me see who's next. Lois, this is so funny. I'm actually gonna send it forward you a picture because Lois wants to know, and maybe some of you do, energetically, I'm just thinking about the season, you know, they're flying and they come in the flock, they regroup. Who has to do this? Who has to do that? They get a little nibble and then they fly away. It's like the migration. It's the season, you know? So they're like going south or something for the season. But what's interesting, Lois, is that the same exact thing happened here yesterday, and I took a picture of it because it kind of waked me out. I've never seen that many birds in one spot except for the seagulls on the beach. And it really did happen at my home. So right across the street, like you could see this whole thing. And I actually got out, I took a picture of it because it was like, okay, what is this? Where is the meaning in this? And of course, you know, Steve looks at me and he goes, it's going to be winter. So maybe they have to go to, you know, south of here or something. I don't know, but it was funny. I'm going to send you that privately, okay? And I don't really... I mean, birds are our messengers, but how, and I thought this later, you know, how many messages could they bring at one time? So I just think it was a nature moment, okay? Seriously, it's okay. And I think you're good. I think it's a positive energy, not negative at all. So funny. Synchronicity. Geraldine, I'm very excited for your news and thank you for sharing. And we'll talk more about that, I'm sure. Okay. All right, everybody. You guys, I am so grateful. I really hope all of you here in the America have the most amazing Thanksgiving, no matter how big or small it matters. You matter. Don't forget that. And I always say eat what you want because so many people don't like turkey. But we are going to enjoy a little bit of a different vibe this year. We're alone and happy, and we're going to go to this enormous buffet and enjoy it. And I'm super grateful for every one of you always. You are so this is another good Thanksgiving gift before it's time, but you get to hear Mark Husson again coming up next on Everyday Astrology, filling in for the amazing C.A. Brooks, who we miss and love. And everybody, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you so very much for being with us today. And thank you, Jay Varvel, for being our producer. I'm so grateful for you, Jay, every day. Have an amazing start to a holiday, everyone, and lots of love, okay? See you soon.